E1. Exterior panel E1. The villa. Over its 400 years of existence, from the 1st to the 5th century, the villa underwent many renovations, which makes it difficult to identify its original layout. Construction began in the middle of the 1st century in the area furthest east and extended to the west when new courtyards and adjacent areas were built. The foundations that we see today belong to different construction stages, mostly undertaken between the 1st and 3rd centuries, at the peak period when the oldest part of the building was also remodeled. The villa belonged to the Ager Saguntinum, the territory administered by the city of Saguntum, and its founders would probably be outstanding members of the Saguntian upper class, although it is likely that its owners changed throughout its history. It was situated on a wide coastal plain crossed by rivers and ravines that provide rich fluvial deposits that made it a fertile area for agriculture and livestock. The territory was highly varied, with flood zones near the coast, the marshlands, and drylands in the interior, which, together with the mild climate and the existence of aquifers, explains why it has been inhabited for several millennia. Moreover, the villa was well connected thanks to the proximity of the Caminas Road and the Via Augusta, which undoubtedly favoured its trading activity as an agricultural and farming production centre.